We're going to kick the hour off by welcoming in the lovely ladies from the Cedar Room, as we have the mixologist Amber joining us, and we have Trish the chef joining us. Guys, thanks for taking some time for us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's a beautiful morning, and Trish, you said it when we were coming on in the studio. It's the power hour with the ladies of the Cedar Room.
It is. It is. We understood the assignment.
Yeah, the real people in charge.
So I think we were talking, was it last week, Trish, about a special that you guys were going to have for last weekend? Mm-hmm. You have to remind me, what was the special last weekend?
You'll have to remind me.
You remember?
What was the special last weekend?
Oh my goodness.
That's been a long time.
Well, yeah.
It has been a long
prime
time.
Prime rib.
We did.
Yes, it was the prime rib. How did that turn out?
Fantastic. Yeah. It was really
It was great, man. It flew out the door.
Yeah. I could imagine.
People loved it. Baked potato.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Wow, okay.
It was a good one. Yep.
So any specials on the agenda for the weekend?
We do. We're going to do that Kona coffee encrusted filet again. It's a 7-ounce filet, and we bring in a Kona coffee blend that kind of has a brown sugar with it, and we encrust the filet in that, and we've been serving this week for our seasonal veg a roasted root vegetable medley, and it's yellow carrots and parsnips and butternut squash, sweet potatoes, kale. People
it's
are just
so
loving
good.
Yeah, people
it's
are
one
just
of my favorite,
they're really
sure.
loving that. So we're going to go ahead and serve that with the filet this weekend. So
wow.
That sounds
awfully well.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, we had a great Fat Tuesday. We did shrimp etouffee, and that flew out.
Yes.
The kids had not made it before. I make it a lot, actually, at home, and the kids had not made it before, and it was spot on.
Yeah.
They were scared to death, and they said,
excellent.
Come and try it, and it was spot on.
Really?
So they did that for Fat Tuesday. That was a lot of fun. And then Wednesday, of course, with being Ash Wednesday, we did the walleye platter. This time we did a platter with waffle fries and coleslaw. And I just pulled up sales, and we did 56 platters of walleye yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're going to run it for lunch today and tomorrow.
Wow.
Till we
that's
run
awesome.
Out.
And
yeah.
So what do we have coming up on the menu from the mixology department, Amber, with some of these items that we've been talking about this morning and what we're going to see throughout the weekend?
Yeah. So we have been, you know, we're working on our spring menu. We're working on some St. Patty's Day. We're kind of turning it up the notch for St. Patty's Day.
Sure.
I like to celebrate all month. So I've really been playing with a lot of, you know, Irish whiskeys. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are coming out with some really fun flavors. Mm. That's kind of fun to, like, mess around with some beers.
Mm-hmm.
That's been fun. I do have one I'm calling the Irish Moon, where we take the orange Jameson and mix it with some Blue Moon.
Okay.
And it is excellent. I also... we've created a few fun, like, margaritas, just coming up with some really fun taste behind the bar there. I have a dreamsicle margarita that people are loving.
A dreamsicle?
Yeah.
I'm loving.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody seems to like it a lot. It tastes just like that popsicle you had when you were a kid.
It tastes like my grandma's ambrosia salad. I said, this tastes like my grandma's ambrosia salad with a straw.
Really?
The mandarin, the baby mandarin oranges, the coconut, the whipped cream, that is exactly what it tastes like.
Wow.
Yes,
another example of some of the unique items you can only find at the Cedar Room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we like to play around with all kinds of different tastes. We have a palette at the cocktail bar for, you know, from an old fashioned that, you know, is just a sipper to really, you know, like a dreamsicle margarita, everything in between. So
absolutely.
We like to really play around with flavors, and they all taste good. So,
do you have a lot of people coming in on the Fat Tuesday celebrating a little bit of Mardi Gras, maybe?
Yeah, we had a few. We had a few Mardi Gras drinks. A Vieux Carré is a real classic cocktail from that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it has just a few different liquors in it. It's definitely a sipper, but it's really a clean drink. And a lot of people enjoyed it.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Yeah. It was fun to kind of put some different flavors together just for that day, and people came in and enjoyed. So I'm glad that we have an extensive food menu, and we like to celebrate those holidays. And, you know, if people like to come out for stuff like that, they can come enjoy it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of a holiday destination, I would say, no matter how big or small the holiday might be.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, we have Amber and Trish joining us on behalf of the Cedar Room. And Trish, Amber mentioned St. Patrick's Day quickly coming up here in the month of March. What are we going to have on the menu for the big holiday?
Yeah, we've been looking forward to this one for a while. It's going to be a stout braised short rib over a celeriac puree. If we can get the celeriac in, that's actually just code for celery root.
Okay.
I don't know if a lot of people work with that around here, but it's similar to the parsnip puree we did, but it's a celery root, and you cook that down into a puree and you serve that under this stout braised short rib. So Amber and I are going to be working on our stouts to figure out which is going to work best.
I can't wait.
What kind of things we're going to have behind the bar for the St. Patrick's Day holiday for folks that might have missed you previewing a little bit of that a minute ago?
Yeah, I have, we have quite a few drinks for St. Patty's Day. I have an Irish Buck, which is basically going to be almost like a Irish mule.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, like I said, the Irish Moon. We make a drink that has a Guinness reduction in it, along with a whiskey. It sounds kind of weird, but it is so good to mix. I really enjoy these beer cocktails. I think we're going to kind of push that way a little bit this year. And then obviously we'll have some fun green, sweeter drinks, you know, for that kind of palate.
Mm-hmm.
We probably have, you know, 7 to 10 drinks just for St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
It's a good time.
And for folks that want to celebrate their Irish roots any time out of the year, you guys always have some Guinness and things behind the bar that you can celebrate with.
We can always celebrate and make a drink specifically to that region. I carry quite a bit of Irish whiskey, and I try to have a stout on hand at all times. I do run Guinness this time of year specifically, mm-hmm. so... Yeah.
Now, Trish, you mentioned a minute ago that the Lenten season officially began yesterday. There's a lot of walleye on the menu.
Yep.
And I think for the longest time, there was a lot of, I know at least I had the thought that kind of had to go hungry a little bit during the Lenten season and not a lot of options. But the Cedar Room has really kind of inspired me and shown there are a lot of options if you're not allowed to have the chicken or the beef or whatever. Always a lot of options with some of the side items at the Cedar Room with the vegetables, a side salad. But like you said, too, the fish is going to be delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We've got plenty of fish on the menu. They can come in and have a calamari and a salad for their lunch. We've got the salmon, the lobster, the shrimp. We'll probably be bringing in some fresh fish and announce that ahead of time. We've got an opportunity with a chef out of Omaha, a 33-year-old chef that's on fire. His name's Montana, and we're talking about bringing in a halibut and having him show us how to cut that down and to serve that. So, I got a text from BJ a few weeks ago at 3:30 in the morning. What about halibut? I'm like, what are you doing at 3:30 in the morning?
It never ends.
So it's like, that's a great idea. So we're looking forward to doing something like that, bringing a fresh fish in, cutting it down, and serving that sometime during Lent.
That's how you know there's passion about the job, though, when the creativity juices never stop.
Oh, no. They never stop.
It never stops. So I think that's what makes it special down there is
absolutely.
It's just something unique and different and running the lunch specials. And I have people that call me at home or message me and just say, what's the special going to be this week? It's like, I haven't got there yet. Just hang on. Or what's it for next week? Or what's it for 2 weeks?
Slow down.
Yeah, we're getting there. But I think it's fun. I think people like that change. And sometimes that's not always what they order when they come in,
mm-hmm.
but they're intrigued by it. It's like,
how could you not be?
Yeah.
We're talking about unique items on the menu that you're not going to find just anywhere, especially in the middle of the Midwest.
Absolutely. One of the accounts that I worked with in Las Vegas was the largest Catholic account actually in Las Vegas. And so I got very, very familiar with Lent and fish.
With fish and salads.
And salads and cheese pizza and all of that kind of stuff. We had to come up with a lot of creative things to get through.
Cheese pizza is one thing I will not do. I think it's just such a waste. There's so many great things to put on pizza. You're just going to do cheese? No, thanks.
I'm that way about salad. Salad has to have meat on it. Otherwise, it's just boring.
I've been on a big chicken salad kick recently, honestly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't, the past couple of years I've been doing a lot of salads during Lent, and now that I've had chicken on it, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it this year.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'm going to have to rely on the fish, I think.
There you go.
So
put a big old scoop of tuna salad in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And you're good to go.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Our wilted salad with the salmon on top is probably one of my favorite things on the menu.
I'll have to give that a shot.
It's so good.
I'll have to give that a shot. Yep. Now, Amber, last time we had the crew in from the Cedar Room, we had one of the new mixologists joining us. Tell us about how the working relationship's been behind the bar with Sam Buck.
I'm so excited to have Sam. I've been trying to get him.
We all love Sam.
Wow, everybody loves him. He's just such a great addition to our team. You know, he's so helpful and knowledgeable, and we work really well together. We also have Heather there, mm-hmm. who's a seasoned bartender and mixologist as well. I just think we have a killer team behind mm-hmm. the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Our team's super strong back there. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's strong in all aspects too, yep. Trish. I mean, whether we're talking about the front of the house, behind the bar, or back in the kitchen, there's strength throughout the entire staff of the Cedar Room.
Yep, absolutely. We talk about this over and over, that there is a marriage between the front of the house and the back of the house. Sometimes it's a good marriage, sometimes it's not a good marriage, but we keep working on that every day.
Absolutely.
And just trying to build that team up. And mm-hmm. Sam, there's days that he serves, you know, he's a server, he serves food, he takes orders, he does, you know, whatever he needs to do to make it work. And so to have someone with that kind of strength that can do both, mm-hmm. and we have several people that are actually able to do that. They can expo back in the kitchen and serve in front. And so I think that cross training is probably our biggest strength there.
Yes, definitely great. So our team, you know, we just work so well together. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the time, it's a great restaurant. It's mm-hmm. great teamwork, great family. So we're very blessed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And Amber, one positive that came out of the pandemic is something that I think has overshadowed a lot, in the fact that carry out orders on alcohol has become permanent thanks to the governor.
Yeah.
So if folks want to get perhaps a Bloody Mary to go, or one
Absolutely.
Of these drinks to go for the St. Patrick's Day holiday they want to celebrate back at their house, or with loved ones at their establishment, or over at their house.
Absolutely. I mean, we still have to abide by the restrictions of serving alcohol and mm-hmm. how much is in the glass, how many you can take out. But absolutely, we can do take out drinks. That's always a fun option. If you don't have what you need to make it at home, come on down. I'll make it for you. And you can take it.
And it's going to be a better quality, too, than what you can make at home. Yeah. It's going to be better quality.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a great idea. I didn't really think about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let a professional mix it up. Don't try to do it yourself. It's not going to taste as good.
Right.
I'll tell you from experience.
I have a lot of people that go, I try to do this at home. Mm-hmm. I know it.
It's a science.
I know. Yeah, it really is. And I just love it. So, you know, I think all three of us have a real passion for what we do mm-hmm. and an appreciation for the art, because mm-hmm. really it is. Mm-hmm. And we just, I just am so proud of our bar and our entire restaurant. But mm-hmm. yeah, when it comes down to the drinks, you can't beat it.
No, not at all. Not at all. Ladies, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Not really. Just call us for reservations for St. Patty's Day. It is, I know last year we were pretty busy mm-hmm. With the special we're running this year. I'm sure we will be as well.
Yeah.
So our number there at the restaurant is 308-532-4825. And you can call us and make reservations there. And yeah.
Want to bring up as well, if you have special accommodations, perhaps you have a wedding anniversary you're wanting to celebrate, or celebrate any sort of way, the Cedar Room is always so accommodating. There's special things that could be available if you just call in and or stop by and ask about X, Y, and Z. There's always accommodations, and the Cedar Room extremely accommodating and all of those
things. Yeah,
we
try to make it special for everybody. So we do try to ask, you know, if you do call in, I always ask if it's a birthday or anniversary, and we try to make it as special as we can for you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. And we've got Sundays and Mondays that we're booking private parties.
Yes.
We're actually starting to get booked up for the spring.
March is
getting booked. And so,
great.
If you need to have a special event on a Sunday or a Monday, call and let us know, and we'll try and get it on the books.
And call sooner rather than later.
Absolutely, because mm-hmm. we're already booking up. We've got baby showers, bridal showers, ministry meetings. We've just got tons and tons of meetings coming up. So
that's awesome.
You bet.
That's awesome.
You bet.
CedarMoney.com. You can always find more. Amber, Trish, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning right after this on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.